Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the building. You are back in the building with the Band of Brothers. Time. The greatest man alive. You got to love us because we're here. Once again, you're in the building.
Wait, I'm sorry.
The architect.
Hey, man. I know you do the intro and everything, but can we do something a little different today?
I mean, I'm just, I mean, we kind of can because I'm kind of focused.
You are the man of the hour.
I'm focused on the crumbs that's on the table.
It's a couple crumbs.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on the crumbs on the table. You go ahead and do what you do while I focus on the crumbs that's on the studio table. Go ahead. Do your thing, man.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome. We are in the studio with the man, the myth, the legend, the architect.
Should I give myself a round of applause?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm trying to big you up.
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. And that kind of feel good. I've never actually had an introduction. I had to do all the hard work myself. I appreciate it.
It's been about you for the last 2 years, man. I didn't got you.
What was that? When did I get the memo? I've been trying to get you breakfast in bed for two years,
and I pulled it off.
Good breakfast in bed too. It was good. And see, here's the thing. This is the part I always tell my wife. It's like, you know, stuff like this and other things. It's like the things that you don't do. It's not like you don't do them because you're not good at them.
Right.
You're like great at them. You just don't do them. Like the breakfast in bed. Like when I saw, I was like, oh my god, this is beautiful. Like, right. I didn't want to eat it, but
right.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
After 11. What was it, 11 years? 12?
Like 15 that we've
15.
Been. I mean, let's go ahead and say 11, because I mean the first 4 years you ain't at breakfast in bed level anyway. So let's say 11.
You should
years.
Be.
No, you ain't at breakfast in bed level when you first started talking to somebody.
You play with your wife before you got saved.
Yeah, but still you still
and
ain't
you at, never and you never got breakfast in, and see that's what I'm saying.
No, you still not at breakfast in bed level when you first meet. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you gotta build up. You gotta get to the love level before you start getting breakfast in bed.
4 years before you get married. Y'all was in love.
I was. I mean, that's another topic. That's another topic in and of itself.
Oh boy! All right, my bad. I'm sorry.
So let's go ahead and get back to the foray thing.
I'm so sorry,
Mr. I'm just saying right there, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. I'm just saying in the building.
Welcome him in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
How you feeling, Mr. I'm just saying?
I'm feeling good. I'm sorry about that last one, bro. I didn't know you was gonna go there.
I mean, it's a touchy subject.
I'm sorry. I've grown. I'm so sorry.
The wounds have healed.
I'm so sorry.
She came around eventually, and you know we're here.
She said I was in love. She. Wow.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, you know.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was a little nappy-headed black boy that she thought never had a chance. But, you know, that's
and
another.
And you got her.
I mean,
that just show how dope you are.
I knew I would, but she thought she knew that I wouldn't, but it happened. But, you know, we'll do that on like a couple show or something where I really break it down. But C-Murder, you in the building, man. What's up? What's going on,
C-Murder? What's good?
What's good? Hold on, we got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give it to him. Yeah, I feel it. Spit some for us, man. This is the thing.
I kind of want to put that
to bed because it's like, you know, it's there now, but I can't, man. It's so fresh. We're going to open you up for that until somebody, you know, boycotts the show or something. Man, I don't know.
Yeah. I appreciate
see
it.
Murder letting it soak in, too.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, how would you feel? He's the only one with his own music.
That's right.
Yeah.
How would you feel if he had your musical intro? You know what I'm saying?
That's cold. There.
Maverick is in the building. Maverick, what's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much, man. You know, I got a whole bunch of names for Maverick. He's the Fashion Maverick, a.k.a. the Maverick.
Guru.
A.k.a. Mr. Soundbite. I also might call him the Landmine, too.
Bomb dropper.
Yeah. Because he's sneaky. Like
Suicide bomber. That's what we're going to call
the Toucan.
Him.
Like,
yeah, the Toucan. Right, the Toucan. Toucan. You know, because he loves the sound.
Hit him with the Toucan.
But this
hit
is the
him
thing.
With the Toucan.
Like, if you were to just give the Maverick the mic and just walk away and, like, Mav, you lead all up. It's like, it's... It's like beautiful chaos. So, yeah. Oh, so let's add that to your list. The landmine. Mm. I mean, yeah. You got more nicknames than I'm just saying over there, man. It's
suicide bomber. What I call it.
Yeah.
Mr. Taliban.
Yeah, Mr. 9/11.
Taliban.
So without further ado, let's go ahead and get right into it. Let's do our thing. We got some interesting topics, some really, really interesting topics for today. And I'm going to just jump right into the foray. I've been thinking about some of these things, and they've been pretty interesting. I know the married man on this show, the Band of Brothers, that's why we call it the Band of Brothers, can get down with this. So right out the gate, first one. Check this out. All right, so all you brothers married, right? You got your females that you've been with for like a really, really long time. And I know I just said females, and I know somebody's going to say something to me. I'm going to hit myself with it. Somebody's going to say something because I said female and not women. But I mean, y'all are females.
Oh my goodness, y'all are females. Y'all ain't no males.
Somebody, who you call the females? Everybody.
You female.
Everybody that has a double X chromosome. So
right. You're female.
So you all got your females.
You ain't
right?
married no boy.
Right.
Right.
So y'all been together for a while. Y'all been doing your thing. Y'all love your wives?
Sure do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, love your wives. I figured that. I mean, just had to ask that to state the obvious. Because I had this interesting thought the other day. It's kind of pretty interesting if you think about it. Check this out. So you with your wives. Or you with your significant other. Let's put it like that. You've been with them the same amount of time that you've been with them now. The same love level interest. Everything's the same. Only thing is different is that you're not actually married at this point. Do you think you would have still been faithful up to this point to your significant other if you weren't actually married to them? Let's go.
I know we wouldn't be together.
Y'all wouldn't be together. Okay.
Not for 10 years.
10 years.
Almost
okay.
10 years? No. No, I can't be with nobody that long and not. No.
Speaking to the mic, we can barely hear you
I'm
over
just
there.
Saying,
yeah,
well, you,
we
I'm get just this saying, out. You, I me personally, like you together for 10 years, no marriage, no nothing. You just
yeah.
together?
Like the love level and the, like the way y'all feel for each other, everything is the same.
But you just don't get
y'all
married.
Didn't walk down the aisle and say, I do.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So, according to some people's rules, you're technically still single. Yeah. Would you have still been faithful?
Technically, yeah.
In
you
that
are,
situation.
You are single. You
everything, are. As far as, like I said, on the emotional, mental, spiritual, all that. Well, maybe not spiritual, because, I mean,
yeah,
marriage plays
gotta,
a part in that. But,
right.
but everything is essentially the same. Would you have still been faithful to this person without having marriage vows over you? I'm going to let you marinate on it. I'm going to come over here to see murder. And what you think? Do you think you would have been faithful?
Wow, man. Being I'm the most tenured
That is right.
Okay,
right.
We talking about. Let me remind the people. I've been with my wife since 12th grade, so we're talking about October of '92 till now.
Yeah,
2015. I'm gonna put a percentage on it. I would say the chances are me being faithful. I would say
50%.
No, I'll give a little more than that. Only because of the type of dude that I am.
So I give you. Oh,
you're 85.
I give you 80.
You're a classic.
That
man.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
That's good. I'm glad that you went 85%. So think of all like you're the longest tenure. I've been in 9, going on 10, about to celebrate that magic 10, right? Think of all the ups and downs, in and outs, all those situations where you're like, if it wasn't for me being committed to my vows, I'd be out of here. All those moments that happen, all the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. And answer that question again. You still think it'd be 85%?
Ooh.
Just upset you so bad that you I gotta walk out for a minute before something serious happens. I do something stupid.
Yeah, he back.
It's still at 85%.
Since you put it in perspective like that,
he about 75.
Yeah.
Dropping down to
70-ish.
Let me see if I can rattle the cage a little bit more. So you know, you got that one chick that you saw at the job, maybe somebody at your past, a fling or something like that. That one person that you thought, if I wasn't in this perfect situation that I'm in now, we could probably make a great situation over here on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think it'd be at 70%? Now, and imagine you're the longest tenure. What is it, 17 years?
Yeah, it'll be.
Imagine all the double takes you had. All the persons that you talked to, like, she's just real cool. You know what I'm saying? All the people that saying the right things to you that even though you might not have openly said it, your wife wasn't saying to you, but they saying all those right things. You still at 70%?
Man, you just keep on breaking me down, bro.
60%.
Yeah.
He bought 60. Yeah.
60-ish.
He get to that 50 mark, baby. I told you to get to that 50.
I'm going to have to bounce around with this, I see, because you've been in it for a long time. So I'm going to let you sit and marinate on your marriage for a while. And I'm going to go back over here to I'm Just Saying. Because
you're going to be at 50 in a minute. What's he thinking?
We're going to leave Mav for last, because Mav, we're going to just leave Mav for last. 50. So back to you, Mr. I'm Just Saying. So how do you feel about it? What would have made the difference as far as it seems? I put it like this: it seems so simple. It's just a matter of a piece of paper that you got between saying I'm married and I'm not married. What's so significant about that that you think that things would have been different?
That paper. That's the.
But why? It's literally just a piece of paper. You can grab it, tear it up, burn it, throw it away.
No, because it's a legal document.
True.
That's what it is.
A union. You know,
and you're not just signing your name on any dotted line of any legal document just because.
I mean, and true enough, it's a legal document, but it's not like something you can go to. Oh, you cheated on your wife, jail time. You know, they're not doing that out here. So And people look at it like this. It's a deal for sure. I mean, if you honor it, but the consequences outside of you losing money, if you didn't take care of your business right in the beginning, it's kind of minuscule. It's not like you're going to do a 5-10 bid because you said, I don't want to be with this woman anymore.
True that.
So, I mean, this is why I'm trying to get the perspective, because I'm in the same boat. It's like, it's simple, but it's so profound. Like, why does that paper make such a difference?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's like, I'm different from y'all because I didn't cheat it. So I'm different. You know what I'm saying? It's different for me. Now, if you ask me now, it's a big difference. But then to me, when I was doing it, I was still young, just adjusting. I wasn't really comprehending the full of what marriage was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask this. So we're going to dig into that since you went down that road. What made you want to get married? I should preface it before I even say that.
What?
Did you take marriage seriously before you got married? Was this something that you honored, or was this something that you just wanted to do?
For me, I wanted to be married. I didn't want to be old and married.
So it was more so that took precedent over the honoring the marriage vows. I wanted to be married.
Well, I looked at my parents. I think, you know, how my dad was with my mom and watching how he, because my mom is not an easy person to deal with.
Okay.
I mean, she's a lovely person, but she has her mood swings, and it takes a different type of dude to deal with her.
Right.
And my dad is so cool and calm how he deals with her. He does it effortlessly. I think my dad could probably rub my mother's neck or something, and I'm like, wow, like a dog whisper or something. It's just dope. But that's it, you know. But that's, he showed me a difference. So because I kept seeing that versus other marriages, because the other marriages I seen, I already knew what they were doing. Everybody was stepping out once or twice. So watching him and seeing he made me actually want to get married, like to see marriage is a good thing. You know, so I had to, I think I wrestled with that because of what I've seen from other marriages as opposed to what I've seen with them. But I definitely wanted to be married, you know, but I understood, like when you're younger, sometimes you don't understand things, the ramification of how serious it is, because you got a little fantasy in your head about what marriage is supposed to be. I was definitely guilty of that.
So you think it was a case that he made it look easier than what it actually is?
I think he did. I really do. I think sometimes you don't, you know, as a kid, you don't get to see the behind the scenes things. Some things you get to see, but they are very good at keeping things behind the scenes. What's between them two is between them two. Nobody knows their business because they know how to handle that between them two. Now, I've seen a couple things that kind of slipped out, but it didn't go into public. But I was able to see it, and I even kind of admired how he handled it and how they handled it. It wasn't like, you know, even when they argued, I was like, wow, they argued. But they didn't argue. Right. I just thought it was an argument. It wasn't even an argument.
Disagreement.
She got lightweight. Yeah, that's what it was, a slightly. And it wasn't really a disagreement. It's a slight. And I'm like, wow, that's dope. If that's how it is, cool. I should be all right. That wasn't the case. Nah. And I mean, and I really had to learn, you know, even talking with older people who've been married for a long time, you know, oh yeah, you go through a lot of stuff, bro. And I'm like, oh, I ain't know you go through all that. You know, I'm like, how did y'all stay together? He's like, oh, I did this, she did this, I did this, she did this. And I'm like, and y'all still together? He was like, yeah, because the bottom line is we meant forever. And I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So I think with time I learned that. You know what I'm saying? My wife was very good with that. She showed me the type of love that my dad was showing my mom. You know what I'm saying?
So it was a reverse role.
And it was good. I needed that, but I needed a person like that.
So did you feel like that in the beginning of your marriage, that I really meant forever when I said forever, or the classic
before
to death
we,
do us
before bark? We got married, I told her, I said, you are the one.
So what happened between the point that you said I do and the point that you, for the new listeners to this, you might not understand where this just came from, but in previous shows, he explained to us how he threw his ring. Was it in the lake or the forest?
It's somewhere.
I think you said the lake, because I remember it was like hopelessly
somebody,
lost.
Somebody in water that you would never find it.
Right, yeah. So it couldn't have been the forest, because you got a chance of finding that.
Yeah,
but my thing is, where did you go from saying you are the one to I don't want to do this anymore? Like, what happened?
I think because when the reality came of me about to get married, I was still...
Your oats weren't fully sown.
They wasn't sown. No, not at all. And now I'm about to And I know with marriage, you immediately have to just stop. And I'm like, I don't know how that's going to happen.
So you didn't mentally and spiritually prepare yourself before you got into this?
No.
That can make a difference.
It makes a, you know what? It makes a huge difference because.
Plus, I didn't say physical. I said mentally and spiritually.
Mentally, because that's what you need. Because physically, you can't, you know what I'm saying? It really is mental and spiritually. You need that because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you from allowing yourself to go certain places. Because if you mentally ain't there, you're going to do a lot of dumb stuff. And spiritually, you're not there. You in a lot of trouble because there's so much stuff out here you got to deal with that you're not even aware of. So, yeah, I wasn't. She was, but I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But I think I was prepared, but I kind of was like, nah, I ain't ready. I mean, you the one. But, man, I really ain't ready right now. Give me a couple years or two or three or four, maybe six, and I see where this going. But I knew. But I will say this. I knew I wanted to marry her, and I was that's where I was at. My bottom line is, I don't see myself with anybody forever except for you. I'm willing to walk down the aisle with you. I've had plenty of females I could have, you know, proposed to and got married to, but I seen us being old and chilling and kicking it. So I went through and did it, even though I felt like I don't know how it's gonna turn out, but I'm gonna do it because I need to do it.
So when you stepped out, was it a case of, you know, sometimes, you know, you're very confident about something. You're like, this is for sure. I know, say, for instance, business. I know I'm going to have a business and it's going to be successful.
Right.
Then you start pursuing it and some doubts come in like, well, maybe I ain't called to this. Did you have that feeling when you stepped out like, I think this is the one, but let me just step out and make sure and see, because this actually might have been the one that I might have just crossed the signals
a little bit. Well, you just don't, like somebody told me, Tiger don't change stripes overnight. And I never forget that. And I was like, "What? Wait a minute." He was like, "Just what I said. A tiger don't change his stripes overnight."
I didn't think they ever changed their stripes.
But that's what he was getting at.
I get that.
That was his point. You still got them stripes. And when if you're a certain way, it takes.
You start rattling the cage, it might bite you.
Right. And so, I didn't immediately turn off my game or my flirting or whatnot because I was always doing it. It wasn't nothing that I calmed down and honed in and said, okay, I can't do this no more. It was just natural. It was still there. So I was married. And my mother even asked me when we came back from my little honeymoon or whatever. She was like, you feel different? I was like, no, not really.
Honeymoon too soon to really feel different. Only thing that feels different is I can smash and not feel bad about it anymore. That's right. The only thing that feels different is the honeymoon.
Right. And then that kind of felt weird because I said, oh, this is legal now.
Right.
That's cool.
It took the fun out of it.
I like the excitement of, ooh.
Right.
Right.
I got it, but I wasn't supposed to, but yeah. I got it. and for me, that's what, and I've been like that for a long time where stuff excited me. You know what I'm saying? I like to take the risk and do all that. And I know, like I said, I'm not saying it's safe or it's right, but that's how I was wired. You know, that's how I allowed myself to be wired for a long time. So now it's just a matter of reprogramming and understanding, okay, this is what triggers this. I need to pull away from that. I need to go this way. So I do a lot of things different than what I used to. Even when I started doing the show, I had to stop a lot of things and change a certain way how to conduct myself. And I had to, like, change the company I kept. So I had to make sure that my boys were guys who were married men or men that were, I know, were faithful to their women. And I think I was praying for that, and I got that now. So I got examples I can lean on.
You know, it's funny said that. It hit me with this analogy. Just like, I want to say, who was it? Was it Reggie Bush when he was training with LaDainian Tomlinson when he was at the top of his game? You know, Reggie Bush, Heisman Trophy winner, right? Man, he, you know, probably run circles around the average man. So you're like, you know, I came to train with LaDainian Tomlinson, and I didn't know what working out was until I trained with this man. I mean, he was on another level. And it's kind of like that, what we're talking about now, who you associate yourself with.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing to know married men, and they kind of, you know, look but don't touch her, I'll do this and I'll do that, but, you know, I still go home to my wife. And then seeing the standard of, no, this is what, you know, a stable, healthy, happy marriage looks like.
Right.
When you actually see it, it's like, oh, I didn't know that this is how you're supposed to operate in order to make it successful.
I mean, and a lot of times you got to, you know, just a lot of, I think with a lot of men, you know, we have ways about us that we developed before we got with our wives, and that's not easy to turn off unless you kind of train yourself to turn certain things off. Because, like I said, I told another lady, I said, I'm married, but I ain't dead.
Right,
some people
right.
think, oh, you married, oh, you automatically. And I said, no, that I never thought that. I know there's a lot of, like, I always say this. I said, God made more than one beautiful woman. I got the one for me, but there's other beauties out there. I'm not trying to get those, but if they're in my face, and I'm like, wow. That's pretty nice.
You know, I actually think that that's the trick.
And I ain't trying to look at them. You know, so I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But let's be honest, if you're watching TV, it's everywhere.
And that's why,
you know what I'm saying?
Jesus. And that's why I feel you don't even have to get that disclaimer. I'm not trying to look at them. Your eyes work, you see. Right. But I think it's really with the perception of how you receive that when you understand that my eyes and my senses still work. Now, that's not an excuse to Google it and put yourself in position, you know, i.e. a thickogram or something like that, where you like, I looked at this so much, now I want to touch.
He's shaking his head like, thanks.
But, you know, I actually use it as a defense. It's like, and I tell people all the time, and I think I mentioned it before on this show, I've even used this in Bible study lessons to kind of teach a point where I just bust out and say, now I stay away from women because I like women. And it's like, it's turning your head like, you like women? Yes, I still like women. So that's my reason for keeping my distance, because mm-hmm. I know what can happen in the wrong scenario, wrong time, wrong situation. Mm-hmm. I stay away from them. I haven't stopped liking them, but I know how to handle situations to keep myself out of it. To the point, just like when I'm just saying, and I'm going to ask you this after I explain the story. You know, I had an aha moment, thankfully, right before I got married, where, of course, I always knew I was very flirtatious, but you really didn't understand the impact until I got caught up in a situation like, wow, I never intended it to go this far, but my big old mouth and my flirtatious ways got me to having to explain stuff that I shouldn't be explaining at this point in my relationship. So when did you have your aha moment? And obviously yours came during your marriage. When did you have that aha moment where it's like, I need to change the way I do things if this is going to work out?
I've had a couple of aha moments, but with different phases.
Okay.
I had to kind of look at the stuff I was doing. What, like I said, what would trigger stuff? It was stuff I really didn't think about. But probably after my son passed, right? You know, that was kind of, you know, we had to talk, and you know, we had to, because there was some stuff that happened during that time. Before that, and we was having some, you know, some issues between each other, miscommunication, you know, that was bad. So we always communicated, but because of just how our schedules was, and just sometimes we kept our, you know, we kept. What are you looking at over there?
I didn't want to cut you off. It looked like C Murder over there having an aha moment himself. I did not want to cut you off.
Hey,
that
you
was
looked up, your eyes went up. I said, "Well, what is he looking at? I want to see myself." Ooh,
I didn't want to cut you off. Go back to the story. We'll deal with that in a second, because I know that 60% just dropped after looking at what you was just looking at. But go back to your story. That's why my eyes got big.
It was so bad because he looked up and he said,
"I was gonna say something," but I'm like, "This is not the right time to say it." He's explaining the good point.
He was fighting himself. He was really fighting. You know, I
go ahead, finish your point. No, your aha moment.
But I really, you know what I'm saying? You start thinking about life, living life without that person, you know, and learning how to really talk, because me and her are really best friends. She knows everything about me.
That's good.
Like, she's the only person that can tell you everything about me.
Everything?
She's
like 100%?
She's the only person that can tell you everything. There's things that she knows that nobody will ever know.
Now, I say that because I can agree with, of course, she knows more about you than anybody. She knows everything?
She knows everything.
And the only reason I ask that, because I say that even in extensive conversations I have with my wife, and we feel like we share everything, then be like, but I forgot this part, or... This is why that happened.
Only reason I say that, because I had to approach it like that, just so I'd have kept myself. I had to be honest. I'm like, if you really are my best friend, I need to approach you like my best friend. We need to have a basis on top of a basis for how we conduct ourselves.
But you know, that's actually a little bit of wisdom. I'm proud of you there, brother. I'll give you a round of applause for that. Simply because a lot of people miss it here with relationships. Marriage, because there is a difference. A lot of people miss the trust element of a marriage, where in order for this to work, you have to sacrifice yourself to one another to say, hey, I can give you information, I can let you know things about me, my strengths, my weaknesses, and you can completely destroy me if you want to, but because I love you and I trust you, I'm gonna give it all to you in order to make this thing work. So you can use this as a tool against me, or you can use this as a tool to build me. And I'm trusting that you're going to use this as a tool to build me up.
And the type of woman I have, she's not that type. She's the type that uses it to build. She's never been vindictive or evil or try to use any of my past against me. Not one time. I can say that honestly.
That's beautiful.
And so when you have somebody like that, you don't mind telling them everything. I know some men be like, man, you ain't supposed to tell her everything. But I'm like, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, but that's me.
But with that being said, a lot of women are like that. It's like, and it's usually the single was talking about, you know, that's why. If you can't commit to anybody,
right,
you're not going to have a successful marriage.
You're not.
You're not going to have a successful relationship, really.
And to me, that's another level of communication when you can tell them everything. Like, I can tell my wife everything and be like, yo, you may not like it. And she respects that. And she even told me, she was like, man, I ain't never had a dude that's honest with me like you. It's like, it makes it easy for me to forgive you or whatever we can go through.
You can process it faster.
Because
all the facts.
Right, because it's kind of like, I don't have to go find out something about you. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, let me just tell you now. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always like this. I don't have nothing to hide. If you catch me, you are the best investigator ever, because you won't catch me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell myself before you catch me. And I've always operated like that. So I told her, I'm going to tell you. I'd rather me telling you than somebody else telling you, because that's the least I could do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, that would, you know, it's already disrespectful to cheat. But to find out that you'd be blindsided by it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, let me tell you.
And that depletes the trust factor, right? Because it's like, I can't trust you because you still got stuff out here that I had to find out on my own.
And it's funny because her friends, and when they had ladies' night, they look at her like, your husband don't tell you everything. And she was like, y'all really don't understand my husband. He really does, and he don't mind telling me. And I'm like, I would tell you everything. I even told her, you know, I'm like, listen, there were times when, and she would be like, but she wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, I just feel like you ought to know. I don't want there ever to be anything that somebody can come back and say, hey, I saw Justin here. And I'm like, she's like, yeah, I already knew that.
Right.
What you trying to do?
Yeah.
And I have to be that way because I'm kind of like, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm here. I'm with this to the end of, to us, you know, till we're done. And that's one of us death do us part or whatever. God willing, we stay together forever. But I'm like, hey, that's how we got to be. You know what I'm saying? I got to be able to tell you everything. You should be able to tell me everything. And that keeps a lot of stuff out of your marriage. You know what I'm saying? When you're talking. So that's what keeps us going. Even when we have really bad, you know, bad moments, we still honest with each other. You know what I'm saying? We still talk. I may not say much at the time, but I'm going to talk to you. We're going to talk. And she's the same way. We're going to talk. And we both respect each other to listen to each other and say, okay, even if we don't agree, we're able to both look at things from the different lens and say, you know what? Okay, let me work on that. And that's, for us, we're always looking at ways to get better, to improve our relationship. And I think that's what makes us, you know, so dope with our relationship. I really do. That's, to me, I'm always having that aha moment. Don't you, like you were saying, I constantly had an aha moment because I'm always learning something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess I'm even right now, I'm having an aha moment because you just learn more and more every day.
Right, right.
So, that's good, man. I'm inspired.
Makes sense. Well, speaking of your inspiration, let's talk about the inspiration that you just had on your phone.
I'm sorry, C-Bird.
You were at 60%. Where are you currently at now? Has your 60% dropped any?
Oh, Jesus.
Boy, man, I swear, these phones.
You cannot go below 50, man. You can't go below 50, man. You know, these women going to listen to the show, and they're going to ream you. So you cannot go below 50.
I don't know. No. I mean, because once you go home and have this personal conversation with your wife, which I encourage both panelists, the panelists here and the people that are listening.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
man, you got to look out in a seat.
He over there looking at the seat. You saw a ghost, huh? Saw a ghost on that one. But I don't know. Your significant other might feel the same way. It was like, if I wasn't married to you, I might have rerouted, called an audible too. You know, you never know. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and think about it a little more. I know you got a lot more to process through. You done added some videos in there. And, you know, you might have some old high school sweethearts. But let's go ahead and I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet and ask the Mav. Current situation right now, Maverick.
Wait.
Okay.
You got to answer that question before we go to the Mav. Because, you know, when we go to the Mav, you're going to have to hit every button over there. So, yeah, answer that question, Jay.
I put it like this. I think everything would have been the same, with the only caveat being we wouldn't have been together this long. Because I would have been like, it's weird. I'm kind of like.
I understand.
I put it like this. I've told a lot of people this. I don't play seconds to anybody. Right. And when it comes to anything, but definitely relationship. So after we get to a certain threshold, I'd have been like, do you really care for me or not? You know what I'm saying? If we going 9, 10, 15 years as we've been, yeah, and we still on a quote-unquote dating level, I'm moving on to something else, man. I ain't got time for that. You know, I ain't one of these kids that you're used to playing with. I'm going to move on to see if there's something else out there that want to do something long term.
Boom.
That would have been my thing.
Yep.
So it probably would have never been any cheating or anything in that. I'd have just moved on and you live your life. Maybe you find what you're looking for, but I'm going to keep on looking until I find what I'm looking for.
Right.
So that's how it would have been with me.
That's awesome. All right. Go ahead, man.
So go ahead, man. Everything is the same with your current situation. Yeah, let's make eye contact here because I want you to get the question clear. Everything is the same.
Let me duck.
Only thing different is you're not married. Would you still be in the same type of relationship, or would something be different? Would you have cheated? Go. Even the music. It breaks every time we go to you. Like, the music knows to stop and listen.
Here it comes.
Nah.
Be honest, man. Don't hold it back.
Nah, man. Cause see, what gets me is the when I got married, I made that covenant with God, so that pretty much was it. You know, the whole sign of, you know, but when I made that covenant with God, you know, that was everything. So, that right there was pretty much, you know, I'm like, I don't want to cheat on God, you know. I mean, for real.
This is the Maverick, ladies and gentlemen. I told you it wasn't completely crazy.
The whole wife thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know, man. Cheating on a woman, it's like, I came up where I didn't even have a conscience. So cheating on a woman, it wouldn't even bother me. But, you know, cheating on God, you know, that's the whole thing. Once I made that covenant, that would bother me. But since y'all said,
Now that you gave that pretty little soliloquy, let's take that covenant off. Now fire off, boy. Come on with it.
But since you said, you know, I mean, you know, all this time and we ain't made no covenant with God, man. I would have been doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Definitely would have had me a chick on the side.
Two fingers.
A couple chicks on the side.
A couple chicks.
You know, most definitely. Night. You know, especially, you know, during the times, you know, of the arguing and different stuff like that, man. I mean, it's like, to me, if you're not married, it's like you really don't, you have nothing. You know, I mean, just saying I'm boyfriend and girlfriend, or just saying that I'm a couple or whatever, that don't hold weight, you know.
True.
So, I mean, I would have been free to do whatever I wanted to do. I mean, that's exactly how I feel, you know.
Now, I'm trying to find a proper way to describe this. I know the picture I have in my head. I want to say, because it's looking like this in my head to me, it's like a invisible line of morality and immorality. Mm. And no matter how many steps you take forward, that line of immorality is always behind you, waiting for you to dive on in. Mm. How close are you, or were you, you can use them simultaneously, to saying, all those things I just said I would do if I wasn't married, I really want to do right now? Like, how does that line of, right, how do you balance that line is what I'm trying to say. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to do a lot of them things. I mean, I ain't even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, now I think about a lot of different things. You know, I think about AIDS, and I think about, you know, things that you can't get rid of. Okay. You know?
You got to think like that. I used to like that, too.
I'm just being honest. Like, I mean, you know, I think about that stuff now, you know, because I have a conscience. You know, back then I didn't used to think about that.
When did you get this thing called conscience? Did you have to go Wizard Eyes to get this, or
right?
He had it.
I'm looking. I need a conscience.
He was just ignoring it for a while.
Maybe I was ignoring it. You know,
get some brain.
Oh man, let me see.
Me and my wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Me and my wife got married back in It was March 2010. Yes. So maybe, I don't know. Probably like, maybe like a year before that, maybe, when I got got conscience.
So when was your aha moment that said, hey, you know, because you missed your million serve. Or is it billion serve? No, it's billion serve. You are the true McDonald's signature. You know what I'm saying? And ladies and gentlemen, pull up that podcast if you haven't heard it. This is Mr. Billion Serve. So what made you want to go from being Mr. Billion Serve to simply a bed and breakfast?
Oh, shoot, man. It had to do with a lot of things, you know, just pretty much found somebody who actually, you know, I actually felt like they really loved me for me, you know. And then also, I think I was at the point of my life where I really wanted to change my life, you know, and get my life over to Christ, you know. So I think I was,
man, getting deep on the show. Man.
I was in a rock and a hard place, you know, and then, man, it was time for me to surrender anyways.
Right.
You know, so.
So let's dig into this thing. You said you finally found somebody that loved you for you. So how did all these other women make you feel? Like, you didn't feel like any of them, like, genuinely loved you or made at least made you feel like they loved you?
Mm-mm. No, shoot, man. I mean, man.
Jump offs.
I wasn't even searching for, man. I wasn't even searching for none of them type of women. I mean, I was just searching for, I mean, I was just finding chicks that I can smash out. I mean, that was it. You know what I'm saying?
So
I mean, that's
so,
it.
So basically, love found you.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Mm. It did, definitely. I wasn't looking for it, you know.
Cupid.
Yeah.
So how did that happen? I mean, this is supposed to be one of many on your list. So what was it that happened that was like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and cut everything off of this one? I mean, we talking about, I'm just saying over here going cold turkey. You went from heroin mixed with cocaine and just said, you know what, I'm done with drugs. Man, how did you do that?
I think I was, man, shoot. Man, I think.
Wow.
Man. I think I met my wife. I was messing with this one chick. Nice little yellow bone, long hair.
Oh, they get you in trouble.
You know,
yellow bone, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my favorite was the yellows.
Yellow,
you know, most definitely. Yeah. You know.
And you went from yellow to chocolate.
It's crazy, yeah. But I did, though.
But you know what's funny about that, though? Before you finish, in most cases I see when somebody finds the one, they always seem to be the opposite of what your criteria usually is.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. But go ahead. So you had the yellow bone.
So the yellow chick, man, she was just like, she was good in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? But
it's the man if he can say that.
See, right. I asked her, I said, I mean, what you want to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? What you want to be when you grow up? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you know, and then, you know, and then, you know, she was like, I just want a good job. You know what I'm saying? Then, so when she said that, I'm like, man, she dumbed in the mug. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't want no girl to just be like, I just want a good job. Mm. Said, huh? You know, and all she did was smoke weed all the time. Yeah, you know, and sit on the front porch. She was clean, good looking, hygiene, great. You know what I'm saying? You know, but once I realized she ain't had no brain in her head,
right, yeah.
You know, and you know, the she other chick, which was my wife, yeah, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I asked her, and you know, she told me some things, you know what I'm saying, that she wanted to do, you know, and
she had ambition.
You know, yeah, you know.
She loved the love more than his doggy
you
style.
Know.
Yeah, that's all right.
That she had a little brain, you know.
I mean, but I'd appreciate you loving my doggy style.
Found out she had some, you know, brain up there.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
Yellow bone, she just loved your doggy style. She
yeah, loved yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, so I pretty much, you know, I'm like,
that's
man,
good.
I'm about to just go ahead and leave her alone, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but I did tell my wife, you know, of course she's my girlfriend at that time. I mean, I told her, you know what I'm saying, pretty much that I was messing with her and messing with, you know, I was messing with both of them at the same time.
Right.
You know, but I said that.
Getting your Chris Bender on?
Oh, yeah. Right. I told her. I said, look, I ain't got no label. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got no label, you know? So right. I said, I mean, I can do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Straight
I said,
up.
I said that.
You still single.
Yeah, oh yeah. I told her that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was just dropping hard game, you know what I'm saying? Like look.
We're going to do a segment on that. How strong is the Mavs game?
Look, I'm telling you.
That killer game, man.
Hard game.
I'm telling you, my game is bold, you know what I'm saying?
We know.
And then I come strong with it, so I'm like, look, you know what I'm saying? Look, I said, y'all in competition to get me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I told him. Just like that.
Wait a minute. I forgot we even have this book.
Yes.
There you go.
Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, I said, it's up to you.
Prince or King.
I said, it's up to you who win the race.
Bar like a dog. You know bar like a dog.
Earth. Period.
Earth. A big dog. Earth.
I said, it's up to you who win the race. Just like that. You know what I'm saying?
The royal.
I told her.
You know. Give me some McDowell's. So time out. What did she say when you said that?
I mean.
I got to know.
Did she swing anything?
No. She wasn't tripping. It just,
I'm envisioning like a blank look at first. Like,
no, I mean, it was really? Just because it was, I had confidence behind the game. You know what I'm saying? So she.
Come on, please.
So she ate it. Okay, you know what I'm saying? When you have confidence.
West.
When you got confidence behind your game, I mean, they going to eat it.
One more again.
Period.
I'm making up for lost time. Go ahead, man.
But I can't.
You need to write a book on this game.
I can't recall exactly what she said. You know what I'm saying?
What she said.
But she ate it. And I mean, she wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't tripping about it.
Hold on. Here you go.
I mean, because I told her. You know?
All right, we ain't gonna keep cutting you off with the sound effects. Finish your statement, man.
But I think after that, I did follow it up with let me see.
The great philosopher.
No.
Why are you thinking about that? I just thought.
No.
You said she ate it. So like. You mean she bought it like.
Yeah.
Like you conned her and like she bought the dupe or like what you mean she ate it?
No. I conned her into it with the game. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to clear up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. You know. Wow. Okay. So I gave her pretty much, you know what I'm saying? I kind of pumped her up with it. It was like reverse psychology to like, oh, I'm in a competition with her. You know what I'm saying? Because a woman don't, you know, a woman wants somebody else's man. Y'all dig what I'm saying?
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
I'm listening.
You know?
I'm learning.
So
you act like you 41, man. You act like you're the oldest person in here.
But you gotta have to. But you know, but by me dating, you know what I'm saying, messing with that chick, you know, it made her want me more, you know. So that's why she ate the game. So she like, well, I'm in competition with her, so I gotta beat her. You know what I'm saying? So bam, there you go.
Deep. You know what the man remind me of? You remember during like, and we got one about to come up now, the presidential election, they do the debates. And you remember last election they had the little scale that kind of give you the gauge of how the audience is feeling about what the person is saying while they're speaking. Y'all remember that? That's kind of how it feels when you listen to the Mav. Like, he started off so deep and eloquent talking about his love for God and all this and all that. So, you know, the scale going up and everything. Then he starts talking about how strong down and it go up. And it spiked like this and it spiked back down. It's like.
You went from covenant to she ate it.
She ate it.
That's cold.
That is.
On the Maverick, man. That's cold. And this is the funny thing. It's what I always appreciate. Love Doctor's not here right now, but the Love Doctor has a certain way he delivers things. You can see it 100 times and you're still not prepared for it. Mav has a certain way he delivers things. You could have heard all the sound bites from every single show he's ever done, and he's still going to give you something like, did he just say that? Did he just hit me with that?
Every time.
My game is strong and bold. You know what I'm saying? You got to write a book on that for real, though. For real. But before we move on to the last and final topic of the day, where are you currently at, Mr. C. Murder? Are we still hovering around 50%?
You better not go below that 50.
No.
You better not.
Still hanging in there?
If it wasn't for Instagram. Social sites. Nah, I'm going to stick with my 60-ish.
Yeah, you stutter. Don't stutter. 60-ish. Please don't stutter.
Yeah, that's strong.
60.3.
Yeah.
Okay. That's close to 59. I don't want to be in the 50s at all.
Dude, you can't go to the 50s.
65% chance that you would have been. Okay, so you said from 92 to 2015. So 92, 2002, that's 10. 2012, that's 20.
Right.
2015 is 23. So 23 years of not having any kind of legal or covenant bond.
You had 63.
You would have still been faithful.
Yeah, don't fall into the mic.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't bump his head. He right, think about man. 23 years of no commitment, basically. You would have still been faithful. Think of all, you've been in your job like 20 years, right?
Yep.
All the coworkers that come past. All the thousands and thousands of women that walk past you on the street.
Yeah, I work around nothing but dudes. So keep the,
it's a couple. It's always a handful in the job. Like, I would holler at you if I had a chance. That one chick up in that one chick up in Starbucks that flirted with you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So we had this conversation too. Everybody loves attention, so you know attention when you get it.
Oh yeah.
We wouldn't have made it, man. We wouldn't have made it. Don't be honest.
I know.
Wouldn't have made it. It's too much thickness going on out here. I'm just
right.
Oh. Man.
So are we below 50 now?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're still holding on by thread, huh?
I still have morals.
Okay.
So my morals are keeping me.
But hold up, check it out. You're not operating in morals if you're 23 years with somebody and you're not married to them. There's no morals to interject morals in
no morals all of a sudden. Out the door.
Okay, listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
Man. Okay, I'll drop down to 60, 59 maybe.
It's a floating scale.
I'll give it 50-50, man. I'm going to just
50-50.
Say
there
it,
we
man.
Go. We 50, did
50.
It. We did it. All right.
I got him that 50. 50. I did not tell you 50.
Dog, that started at what, 85?
Yeah. That was kind of audacious.
I told you 50.
Kind of old.
I'm a G at this. I know, man. Don't tell me.
Y'all a bad influence on me, man.
Bad influence. No, he's just trying to expand your mind, you know.
Yeah, I was expanded for a second.
Yeah. Oh, man. So let's go ahead and move on. We're going to call it quits on that. Let's go ahead and move on to the next phase. This is an interesting one that we're going to close out on here. You know, I was thinking this. You know, I've been in several scenarios with people that I know, you know, throughout my life experience that have been married. And me and my wife can both attest to, we've been to a lot of weddings where people have shown up to that wedding that one or the other, or even both in some cases, have had people that at their wedding that they've been with before coming to celebrate with them. And I was sitting there like, that's just crazy. How you going to invite people to your wedding and all this and that and another? And you know you done been with this person before. Then I had to think and reflect and say, hey, I've actually been in that situation or something similar to that situation myself. So being that this seems to be more common than I thought, I'm asking you brothers here, have you ever been in that situation yourself? And I'm expanding a little bit, either your wedding or very significant event between you and your wife. Has anyone ever shown up out of your past that you've been with or close to been with or had some kind of serious moment show up to that special event? Let's go.
Well, not me, so how about y'all?
Really? Every chance he gets to be on the good side, he's gonna take full advantage.
You better believe it.
No, not me, man. I ain't I had a bad past, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't having none of them chicks come show up at my wedding. No. You know what I'm saying?
How about you, Charles?
Man, really? I got to be this. Yes.
This is your day, man. It's your day.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, being as though I'm the grandfather when it comes to marriage here.
Mm-hmm.
I did have my ex. And it's kind of funny because we got married at 23. That was rather young. I did have an ex-girlfriend come to the reception. She didn't come to the wedding. I don't recall inviting her. I think she knew that we were getting... I mean, everybody that went to high school with us knew that we were getting married because we were pretty popular, you know, in the school. So I think she kind of found out. She took it upon herself to say, all right, I'm going. I can't recall.
Y'all didn't have the RSVP for your wedding?
Hold on. That's another topic. All right. First of all, we did have the RSVP, of course, but you know Negroes.
Right.
Reception came. Reception time came. All kind of people showed up who did not respond with the invite, saying they were coming. So we had like so many people outside. We didn't have enough food, but I said, listen, I came to the door and said, listen, y'all can come in if you bring a gift.
I was like, yeah, I had to charge the 50 at the door.
We did not account for you dudes showing up in jeans and everything else just to come show me. So I appreciate the love, but you know, we had all kind of people show up who were not invited. So,
right.
My ex, you know, in high school, that's what makes it kind of weird because you know we dated in like 11th grade. So, you know what I mean? It wasn't that serious. It was, you know, we got married at 23. So you're talking about what was that? 16, 11th grade. You know what I mean? And she came. You know, wasn't a big deal to me. So, the wife, you know, of course, she noticed. she was in attendance. You know, I didn't think, well, afterwards I found out she had an issue with it. You know what I mean? By some things the ex said that was overheard.
What'd she say?
Oh, why you want to inquire?
Kanye can't leave us hanging like that.
Right. Man, it was one of the, you know, a dance that was going on with me, with myself, and right. You pay $1 dance with the groom. And
how much money you make that night?
Ooh, I made a couple dollars.
A couple dollars. And one of those dollars was from that ex-girlfriend?
No, she dropped 20. I don't know what she dropped in, but she, you know. She dropped some dollars.
And you were stupid enough to dance with
her. I was about to say, you saw nothing wrong with this, huh?
No,
whatsoever.
No, we were friends.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to do this topic one day. I'm so sick and tired of people talking about you friends with the opposite sex, especially after you done slept with them.
This is why he's absolutely right about this. I can't, man, God. You didn't see nothing wrong with that?
Not really. I mean, it was a friendly, you know.
And she told these girls, I'm dancing.
Did her booty touch your private area?
No. It was it was a slow dance. So
did her boobies touch your chest?
No, it was no bagging it up.
Were y'all chest to chest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And you just thought that was just a casual
And your wife just watched you do this?
I believe. She was there, so.
I'm pretty sure she saw it.
I think she took issue with it. You know, I didn't see what the big deal. I mean, like, I'm married you.
I hope she ain't listening to this show.
I married you.
She's going to hear it. But let's sidebar for a second. How in the world could you have possibly thought that this was okay?
Right.
I'm not going to say no.
What?
Yes,
That would have been embarrassing. First of all, I'm not.
To who? Why are you worried about her feelings?
I'm not turning down
any. I'm about to open up floodgates on this one, C-Murder, man.
I'm not turning down any money, first of all.
It was a dollar.
That's your excuse?
Hey,
did she give you $100?
We had to pay for our own reception.
Did she give you $100?
No, I don't know. It was a dollar dance.
She should have charged $100 to dance with you.
And it was cool. It was like hey, I'm glad you got married.
What song did y'all dance to?
Ooh, man, I don't quite remember
you,
that.
You better not remember that one.
With the inquiry. I don't remember the song. It wasn't that important. I don't even remember the dance. I remember my first dance with my wife.
What y'all dance to? Who was the first dance y'all danced to?
Better remember this one.
Right. Of course. It was Jodeci.
Which one?
Not Jodeci. KC and JoJo. That's when they split up.
All My Life?
Yes. My man.
All right.
Good save.
My man.
I got you.
I'm 40, man. My memory.
I understand.
We talk about 98. So, All My Life, KC and JoJo.
So, okay. You said she found out or you figured out that she was mad. What happened? What were their ensuing events after this? This innocent dance where you guys are pressed up against each other, if you will, that happened to let you know that she was mad about this.
There were some discussions afterwards. she expressed her disdain for the dance, you know. And I said, look, you know, I said, listen, this was just, she is my ex, you know what I mean? We were like 16 and ain't nothing major. I just danced with her. That was it. She got in line to pay the dollar, and, you know.
Did you guys ever engage in...
Uh-oh. Do we even have to ask that?
I'm just wondering.
Did you ever smash out?
Well, you know what? Here's the caveat.
Okay.
We did date, but we never had relations.
Wow.
You said what?
We did date, but we never had relations.
Not quite.
That's why I didn't feel bad.
How close did you get?
Stinky finger.
Because it does make a difference.
Oh, my chest hurt.
Wow. We were close.
Yeah, I mean, we were close.
The little sister?
16, okay. He was close.
Okay. Stinky finger. Could you identify her reproductive organs in the lineup if they were put up in front of you?
Oh, man.
Man, y'all are dirty. Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little too far.
No.
You got to be honest, man. You went in the den with the Band of Brothers. You got to be honest so we can fix these issues. So if you've gotten that close, you don't have to have relations for it to be an issue. That's a little close.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see it that way. I mean, it was just a dance to
me. It was a dance to you.
Dollar dance. Come dance with your boy.
Right.
Get your boy. That's right.
Get your last chance to touch me because it ain't going to never happen again.
Man, y'all sure y'all didn't have that issue?
No, not at all.
No, I've had similar issues to that. That's why I know when he was saying if you had relationship, you didn't have relations, it's not a problem. I was pretty much in the exact same boat.
Yes.
And the thing was, the person that I was talking to, or we was whatever kind of dealings we had, was closely affiliated with the family. Her, my uncle married her wife. I mean, her, my uncle married her mother, and that's how she got affiliated. We talked for a little bit. Things almost went somewhere, but they didn't. Mm. So naturally, by progression, she wasn't invited. But because she's so closely affiliated with my uncle, it was like, I invite my uncle. You just think, oh, I can roll with him, and poof, you look up and this person is here at the wedding. Mm, wow. So it kind of, and it was kind of like you, because I knew, like, when the situation happened, like, me and my wife knew. But like I said, when I was looking at all the other situations with friends that I knew that had people at their, oh, look who shows up just at the last second. That is interesting. Mr. Love Doctor is
round
in the building.
Applause.
We actually need you. We actually need you to help us out. Go ahead and have a seat, brother. Have a seat.
God
have a seat
you.
There. I was in the middle of explaining
something.
I was
concerned about you, Romeo. I said we're going to have to come get you.
He was somewhere spreading the love petals.
I know.
Right, right. I was in the middle of explaining something really quick. What was it? What part
chest,
was that?
Your chest still wet, moist? You said you lotion your chest. Yeah, the lotion your chest up.
Moist. Yeah, that did sound weird. We had to fill you in on that after the show.
Moist. We'll
but, yeah, so, like, we kind of knew. But I never really paid attention to it to that level until I started looking at, you know, some of my other friends that had, you know, people that they actually slept with at their wedding. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. That's kind of strange. Why would you invite them? And then I kind of look back at this picture like, oh, I almost had a situation like that myself, even though I didn't invite them. They were actually there and in some of the pictures. So, yeah, I understand. You know, but I ain't get no dollar dance or anything like that. Like, they were there, but they knew to keep their distance from us. But they were, I guess they were there to see if it was official. I don't know, but they were there nonetheless. So,
well, you know what? I need to add, my ex was cool. They were cool, though. They weren't friends.
Did she know about your past with her?
Oh, yeah. We all went to the same high school.
Okay.
So, it was like right after me and my ex, and then not too long after that, me and my wife got together.
That's awesome.
So
man, okay, I mean,
big happy family.
Yeah. No, don't say that.
No,
no. Look at that. Don't choke on your coffee, Romeo. Don't say that.
So she knew about the stinky finger.
Ooh. You told her about that?
Wait a minute.
So she knew about the stinky finger.
Come on, man. Break it down. Break it down, man. Break it down. Break it down.
All my fingers are fresh. They smell great.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, crap. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
so
sorry.
If you're wondering, Romeo, where we're at, we had a couple of different topics. Let me ask this. I'm going to ask the Love Doctor because I know you're going to drop some dope wisdom on it before we close out the show. Check this out.
Right.
You're with your wife right now, your current wife. Your wife that you're with.
I'm with my current wife, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That did kind of sound weird, but I'm trying to build
right,
a case
right.
here. You're with your wife. You feel exactly the same about her. Everything's the same, intimately, emotionally, all that good stuff. Only difference is you're not married to her right now. Do you think out of all the time that you guys have been together, if you weren't actually married to her at this point, this day and time, that you would have actually been faithful to her throughout this tenure?
Man, like that?
Because...
Yeah, because what?
Without the Spirit of God,
ain't no Spirit of God.
A man would cheat. That's my belief.
That's right.
It's God that's keeping me. It is.
You looking at?
You looking at the Spirit of the Lord?
Hey,
that's keeping
I
looking
at the Spirit of the Lord. I turn it to the East, baby.
I feel it. Well, there you have it.
Oh my God! Really?
So all right. We got that one out. Second question. At your wedding, did anybody, or no, like I said, we expanded it. At your wedding or any other important event that you and your wife had, did anybody show up out of your past to those events?
No, sir.
Okay. So that's where you were coming in on. So apparently, Mr. C. Murder over here had somebody show up to his wedding that he was, you know, very involved with, and he decided to get a lap dance from her for $1.
Oh, man.
At his wedding. I embellished a little bit, but we only got a little bit of time left. I had to bring home a point.
Reception would have been over. Beat down. Oh, boy.
Wow.
So, any words of advice for Mr. C. Murder before we close out?
From me or for me?
For you. No, we don't need any more advice from you on this subject. Nothing? All right, well, let's go ahead and close out. Ladies and gentlemen,
man,
this has been the Band of Brothers. radio show. As usual, we thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning into the topics. I know you guys have a lot to say, so I'm going to give you the platforms to say it on. CultureShockEntertainment.com. Feel free to come in, listen to the podcast, listen to old shows, new shows, in between shows, all that good stuff. And feel free to leave your comments on our Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment, our Instagram page, Culture Shock Entertainment, and our Twitter page, Culture Shock ENT. We would love to hear from you. Make sure you listen to this broadcast every Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on CSEradio.caster.fm. Until next time, we are out.
Hey, wait, don't cut us off.
Keep going.
Hey, you women, it's been like 2 years. I done called y'all out every year for this Battle of the Sexes. I'm calling y'all out. I'm going to mess around and mess up y'all shows. I'm going to invade y'all Facebook pages. I'm going to talk all kind of mess until y'all get y'all buzz down here and accept this challenge.
Go ahead and run in the cages.
Men versus the women.
Oh, that's a no brainer.
Bring it. Girl. I've been asking y'all to bring it since last year. Where y'all at?
That's a losing battle.
Don't worry. We'll wait. Just what I thought. All right, we can end it now.
I mean, they kind of can't respond now, but we're going to get a response for you. We're going to rattle them cages till we get exactly what you're looking
for.
Let's go. Until next time. Peace.